Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 49th episode of the Parents Initiative Podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca, here with us.
Hey, 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 how are you?
We want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. This shows that, you know, hey, you're trying your best to move forward as a parent, trying to grow. And we're hoping that if anything, maybe we could bring some awareness to you to help you to move forward. We're not perfect ourselves, but we try our best every day to move forward. And when we recognize maybe some areas that we feel like could be a benefit to you, we like to hit on those things.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk to you this afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you listen to this is, are you willing? Are you willing? All right. So I am the type of person that, you know, when I read the Bible, I go through it. I try my best to read a chapter a day. And I've been doing that for the last couple of years. And I found myself reading through the Bible maybe every 2 to 3 years, sometimes even longer. But I just like to take my time. And I'm back into the Old Testament and I'm reading in Genesis. And I came across the story of Abraham, which when he was first named Abram. And it's crazy how sometimes you'll find yourself reading some things and they really don't stand out to you until you actually go through something and then it kind of speaks to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to Abram's story and I read this scripture and it just resonated with me because of what me and Rebecca have, you know, I don't want to say have faced, but let me just say we have walked through.
Yeah, absolutely. The things that we've walked through.
The things that we have walked through in particular the last maybe what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 to 5 years. So let me read this scripture to you. And it's in Genesis chapter 12. And then it's in the Fire Bible, which is the English Standard Version. Okay. So it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from the country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." So basically what God was telling Abram here at this moment was pick up your stuff and go.
Yeah.
Just pick up your stuff and go. So what does this have to do with are you willing? Well, it's very simple. You know, if God told you to do this right now, would you be willing to do that?
Without explanation.
Without explanation. Because, like, if you continue to read here, there really is no explanation. He just says, look, he says, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. All right? He doesn't say where, but he does follow it up with somewhat of a promise, right? Well, it is a promise. He says, and I will make you of a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And you and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Isn't that pretty good?
Yeah. I love that. When God gives us an act of obedience, he always follows it with a promise.
Yeah. And then, so Abram said, okay, look, you need to pick up, God tells Abram, you need to pick up your stuff and go. And then he says, okay, good, you know, you doing this, there's going to be some good things that are going to happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Abram do? You see it in verse 4. So Abram went, as the Lord has told him. So like you think about this. So if God tells you to do something, all right, there's usually going to be a good reason for it. God gives Abram the very good reason to do it, and Abram does it.
Yeah, you know, and it was, to me, it's a general explanation of what's going to happen for him, You know what I mean? It wasn't like, you're going to be here and you're going to have this and this is what this really means. It wasn't like expounded upon, you know. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we need all the facts and the ins and the outs before we take that step. And that's not always the way God is going to work with you. Most of the time, it's not the way He's going to work in your life. He's going to give you an instruction, and it's up to you to obey, because in that obedience, you're trusting. You know, you not needing all the facts and the ins and the outs and the spreadsheet and how it's going to work out and every detail of what's going to happen and who's going to say what and what we're going to do along the way. When you don't have those things, that is your way of trusting Him that, you know what, He has your best interest at heart.
Yeah, so we, you know, how does this resonate with us? Well, I mean, you know, we'll try to be as quick as possible with this, but, you know, over six, seven years ago, God laid Parents Initiative on my heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was one of those things, we shared it with some people, and they told us that we need to have a plan, and we really didn't have a plan. But we knew that this is something that God laid on our hearts, and we began to pray, and some events transpired. And throughout the years, it took some time, but some key events transpired. Rebecca stepped away from a position she had because she felt like the Lord has directed her to do that because she wanted to be home full-time as a parent. God provided that means. Then we slowly saw some things begin to transpire, some events begin to take place. And then it got to the place where I was able to step away from a position of ministry that, you know, I felt like it was time for us to make that transition. And it felt like this whole time that God laid this ministry on our heart, and we were praying, God, how is this going to happen? How is this going to take place? And things begin to slowly happen, and things begin to slowly transpire.
Right.
And it led to us obviously both being home full time now as health coaches, and also doing this ministry as being more of a blessing to the local church, and even a blessing to you guys that are listening, that we're at the place where we're not really needing any really, quote unquote, you could say, financial support.
Right. And the thing is we didn't even know what Parents Initiative was going to look like. We just knew, you know, God downloaded a book in His heart, and we're like, what do we do with this? And, you know,
and I sat on that for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years before you even shared it with anyone. And for us to get another step, we had to take the first step of obedience. And that's the way God has always worked within us and our marriage. And I mean, He has for me in my walk with the Lord, and all the things that I have been able to be blessed to be a part of and do. It always started with Him giving me an instruction and me stepping out in faith.
And I wish I could tell you that we were like Abram. I mean, we weren't.
It took us a while to be obedient.
It took us a while to take some steps. And if we could be a little bit transparent with you, we were hesitant to take some steps because we were concerned with what other people thought.
Yeah.
And what other people were saying. We were concerned about those things. And yeah, we always have been willing, but we've been hesitant.
Yeah. And that hesitation led to discomfort. It led to not having a fun season there for a little bit. You know, very uncomfortable. When you are not quick to obey, and I always tell my kids, delayed obedience is disobedience. And you were like, wow, you didn't disobey. You actually stepped out of it. But I stepped out delayed. And when we stepped out delayed, when you're living in a state of disobedience, you're going to not feel so great. You're going to feel a little bit miserable. You know, it's going to be very uncomfortable for everyone involved. And everyone around you is going to feel that.
Yep. You know, and there's going to come those seasons where, you know, God's going to speak to you about doing key things with your family.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily moving per se, but just different points of transition, different seasons of life, that there are going to be some key decisions that have to be made. And,
right.
And it's not going to be comforting. It hasn't been easy. And we've always noticed in our own personal lives that, you know, we've made sure that it was a thus saith the Lord
yes.
situation. And but every time we took that step and we were obedient,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though at times it was delayed, we saw a shift.
Yes. And, you know, when we finally made that step to really launch out of Parents and really birth Parents Initiative, July 1st will be 3 years ago when Leo made that transition to, you know, we pursue this full time. And it was amazing the grace through that season that God had given us and the blessings and the favor. That was huge.
Yeah.
You know, and we just continue to see the impact that we, with our flesh eyes, can't really see. But then, you know, you get messages in your inbox. I was talking to someone yesterday. I forgot to tell you this, Leo. I was talking to a lady yesterday who listens to our podcast every week. I had no clue. We have reconnected. I hadn't seen her in over 20 years. And it was super cool to know that she has found this to be a gift and a value to her.
Yeah.
And she's just one of many. And so I love that when you begin to walk out in obedience, there's going to be people impacted. Your life is going to be impacted for the greater as well.
And with you saying that again, let me read this again, because I just felt like I need to do that. And it says, I will make you of a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing.
Hmm.
You know, so here we are talking about all this, and we see that, you know, we see this transpiring in our lives as we speak in this season that we're in right now. We're seeing that God is really blessing us. Our name is being spread out. You know, it's crazy how we've seen a lot of more downloads with the podcast and it being shared more. And he says, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
And, you know, God blesses you and he blesses us in order for us to bless others as well.
Yeah, and there will be the season that people will not get what you are doing.
Yes.
Will not understand.
but hold on.
Yeah, but hold on. But it's key for us to not sweat that.
Right.
You know, that God will take care of them.
And in those moments, I feel like that's a maturing and a growing season for you. You know, I know it has been for us and it continues to be that. You know, that was the biggest growth season of us as a couple, us as parents, and us as believers and ministers. You know, God is your father, and he wants you to walk in obedience so he can bless you and fulfill the promises that he has made. And just like you are a parent, you want your kids to obey so you can, you know, bless them and reward them and not always reprimand them and stuff. So think about that in that sense today as well. What you do, you are showing your family how to walk in the obedience of God, but also the blessings that come along when you obey. You are opening your heart and your life up to the blessings of the Lord.
So yeah, so you, if you continue to read that chapter, you see where Abram continues to be obedient, and he makes different, I guess, you know, gets to different places of land, and he sets up an altar and worships God and praises him. And then eventually in verse 10, you see where he goes to Egypt, and there's a famine there.
Mm.
And it's pretty crazy how sometimes, you know, in the midst of that season, you are going to hit some dry seasons.
Yeah.
You know, but I love the story as I continue to read it. You know, I've been reading, I'm like in chapter 15 now, how things are transparent. I've read it several times, but I love the way it transpires. And it shows me that when you're willing, God is faithful. Yes. And we all, I mean, for those of you that are listening to this, you probably know the story very well, you know, and he did make some mistakes. He tried to take things into his own hands, mm-hmm. you know, but still in that season, God kept his promise.
Yeah. Don't and he knew, patient.
Yeah, he knew ahead of time that he was going to hit some roadblocks.
Right.
So the key thing is that you are willing.
Right.
You are willing.
That and, you know, don't get impatient and allow distrust. Trust him. And are you willing to lean in and trust him every step of the way?
And then just know that when you take those steps, you know, when you're bold enough to take those steps, that the more blessing is going to open up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, he is still going to keep his hand upon you as you delay that obedience, right? Mm-hmm. He's not going to forsake you and leave you. But the key is that when you do take that step, God's going to bless you for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we encourage you, listen, if you could, rate this episode, review it, share it, join our community on Facebook and Instagram, invite other people to come along.
Would you like to have Parents Initiative presented in your church, Bible study, or an event you're hosting, even an online event? Be sure to contact us through our website, social media pages. The links are found in the show notes.
Until next week, and I hope that this was a blessing to you. Be blessed.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe. You can share it with your friends. You can click the share button. Take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.